Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrory with the KUAC Newsminer Update. A passenger jet with an engine problem made an emergency landing yesterday afternoon at Fairbanks International Airport. An airport news release issued last night says none of the 189 people on board the Delta Airlines plane were injured. It says airport authorities were notified around 2:15 p.m. Tuesday that the Airbus 350-900 was en route from Detroit to Seoul, South Korea, and suffering engine trouble. Emergency service personnel with airport police and fire and the University Fire Department were on standby when the airliner touched down around 3:45. Airport staff work with Explore Fairbanks, the city's tourism promotion organization, and Delta Airlines to arrange overnight lodging for the passengers. Airline officials said a replacement plane was on the way to pick up the diverted passengers and take them onto Seoul. Tuesday's incident was the second emergency landing at Fairbanks International in 2 weeks. On January 12th, a twin-engine Raven Air Group plane with a landing gear problem safely set down on the airport's main runway. Colder than normal temperatures are expected to persist across the interior, with another dip to extreme levels this weekend. A special statement issued by the National Weather Service says temperatures will fall into the minus 30 to minus 50 range this weekend, with the coldest readings expected to be southeast of a line from Fort Yukon to Livengood to Lake Minchumina. National Weather Service meteorologist Christopher Cox says cold air will be funneled from the Russian Arctic via what's known as an Omega block.
That is just a large ridge of high pressure that's setting up just to our west, and it's basically allowing all of that cold air in Siberia to move to the east and park over Alaska.
Cox says Fairbanks area high temperatures are expected to reach the teens to 20s below zero Sunday and Monday, with lows ranging between 30 and 40 below. Even colder readings are forecast for along the Alcan border, where lows could hit minus 50. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McGrory.